Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Game one goes to Atlanta. 10-7, the final score, in front of a great crowd on a brutally hot evening here in Kansas City. More than 23,000 show up, ready to make noise. Saw some great moments, but saw a Royals loss nonetheless. Royals record is now 52-55. They're 4.5 games back of that final wild card spot in the American League. But that deficit could and likely will grow to a five games back of that final wild card spot. That could happen before the end of this show tonight. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Coming up tomorrow, game two, Seth Lugo on the hill, his first start since inking the extension earlier today. If you want to talk about the new deal for Seth Lugo, I'm perfectly happy to do that. It's all good when it comes to the Seth Lugo front. Tomorrow, not only is Lugo on the bump, but tomorrow is also game number 108. So the end of the second third of the season. First 54 games, the Royals finished 4 games above 500. If they win tomorrow, they'll finish the second third of the season 6 games below 500, which leaves one third of the season remaining. And I know a lot of you believe the best baseball from this ball club is still yet to come. Let's discuss it. Let's talk about this 10-7 loss to the Atlanta Braves. Now, actually, I don't know how much there is to discuss as far as the X's and O's are concerned. Your pitching staff gave up 10 earned runs and walked a franchise record tying 14 Braves batters. That's the story. Now, really, what I think is interesting and what I would like to get to the bottom of tonight is Michael Garcia and his cousin Ronald Acuna Jr. I could watch those two play against one another for hours. The joy that they played with, it was like they were in the backyard back home in Venezuela. I mean, right out of the gate, Acuna singles in the first inning and he's caught stealing. Michael Garcia drives in a run in the bottom of the first inning with a two-out double. He comes around to score on Salvador Perez's fly ball to right field. He scores on his cousin Ronald Acuna, and if you saw it, as Michael sliding into home, he kind of points out to right field, points to his cousin as if to say, nice try, my friend. But it just continued to go back and forth after that between those two. Michael with that amazing hustle double with one out in the third inning. Ronald Acuna with a two-run home run in the third inning. And boy, I know there were some Braves fans here tonight. Braves fans are everywhere in this country because they had, you know, national TV throughout the 90s and 2000s, and they won the division seemingly every single season. I have no problem with Braves fans being in the building, but you know what I want to know is that why you guys booed Ronald Acuna tonight? If you were one of the 24,000, almost 24,000 in the building tonight, were you booing Acuna because you do not approve of his quote-unquote antics out there? Throwing the grenade in the Royals dugout after hitting the bomb. Stutter step around third base, throwing his hands everywhere. Were you booing him because there were so many Braves fans cheering? What is it about Ronald Acuna that you don't like? Because me, he's worth the price of admission. Again, it looked like, well, I could go back to that Cleveland series and the doubleheader. If you were listening to the On Deck show going into that doubleheader on Saturday, my thought was, boy, this has a real Sandlot-like feel. 18 innings, I'm looking at it like it's Bobby Witt Jr. and his team against Jose Ramirez and his buddies. Like they're out on the sandlot playing a pair of games on a hot summer day. Who's going to come out on top? Bobby and Jose both played pretty well that day. But that's what today felt like. That felt like these two teams met up at the sandlot. Acuna had his boys. Michael had his posse. And let's see who can lead whose team to victory. Michael goes 3-for-4, scores a pair of runs, and drives in another. Ronald Acuna goes 2-for-4, drives in two, and scores two himself. Now, how much fun was it to watch those two laugh, have fun out there, perform at a high level? I'm curious why the boos for Ronald Acuna Jr. Listen, if you want to boo somebody in a Braves uniform, go after Jurickson Profar, the PED-chewing thief, robbing money from this Atlanta Braves organization, stealing money from baseball fans everywhere. You want to boo someone, boo Jurickson Profar. That's how I feel. But I want to get to the bottom of it because, to me, I can't wait for tomorrow's game to watch Michael and Acuna play with the joy that I'm sure they played with back in Venezuela 15, 20 years ago. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go to the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. We're going to start off in South Kansas City. Rob, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Vern, thanks for taking my call, man. We're just coming back from the game, and I think people were booing him because he was, like, pausing and dancing all around the base pass, which is perfectly fine. Like, I don't really give a rip about that, and I agree, it's good entertainment. What I wanted to talk about was the fact that the Royals issued about like 37 walks tonight, and Salvi got hit, guy on second base, one out. I believe it was the first pitch. I believe it was a fastball. You can correct me on this.
You're right.
He took first, and then despite the fact that the Royals can't throw strikes, not a single Brave wore a ball the rest of the freaking night. Now, this team has problems, okay? We've talked about corner outfield. We've talked about mediocre defense, as you say. We got guys getting picked off on second base in extra innings when they just get to stand on second base as a free freaking pass. But let's be honest. Like, that's a bigger problem. And you stuck up for Q. I've stuck up for Q. But let's be real. Like, Salvi wore that one. He looked at the pitcher, and then nothing. I mean, to me, if you're a baseball team, I don't know what we're doing. That's all I got.
And you want Q to What do you want the manager to do?
No, I want some player to take responsibility.
Okay. Sure. No, I'm with you on that. Yeah, okay.
I got no issue with you. It's not a manager thing. That's a player-to-player thing. And that's the problem with this team. I like the guys on the team. I like them all year long. I like Q. But that is a problem. Corner out.
Rob, real quick. Rob, I'll let you finish. I do not disagree with what you're saying, but I don't think Salvi wanted to fight Strider. I mean, I'm watching Salvi at first base chumming it up with Matt Olson after he's hit by a pitch, you know? Salvi's a lover. He's not a fighter. He's a competitor. He's got fire. I'm not saying he's soft or anything. Don't get me wrong. But Salvi's not trying to fight somebody. He's not trying to even the score. And if he doesn't want it...
It's documented. It's documented. Back in the day, when the Royals were fighting everybody in 2015. There was a
go back and watch it. Salvi didn't want any part of it. He let Manny Machado attack Yordano Ventura. Salvi wasn't about it back then. I was there.
Okay. Well, tonight, he took it towards the pitcher. And if you didn't see that, go back and watch the tape.
Yeah. No, I did. But he didn't do anything. Salvi could handle himself. Catcher didn't get in his way. Spencer Strider was doubled over.
He didn't. We're talking about the same thing, but different things. No, he did not go charge the mound, obviously. He took a look out there at the pitcher, and our team didn't respond, despite the fact that we can't throw freaking strikes. And
I agree, but all Salvi has to do is give Rich Hill a look, or Taylor Clark, or Sam Long, or somebody in that dugout a look of even the score. He didn't do that. Again, these guys will do anything for him if he wants them to, and there's nothing that I've seen in 12 years from Salvador Perez that leads me to believe he wants the score even.
Except for the fact when Ned Yost says, hey, guys, you can't – in 2015 when the Royals were fighting everybody at the beginning of the year, and Ned Yost says, hey, you guys are going to get suspended, you're going to get hurt, you can't do that. And then Salvi says, okay, great meeting. If somebody's going to fight us, guys, we're going to fight them. Like, that's all documented, but okay, fine. You know, you can be your own revisionist history about that as much as you want. I think you're wrong, and I think I'm right, and I guess I'll just leave the phone call at that.
Fair enough. Rob, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. Let's go to John and Shawnee. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah. How many walks did the Royals have?
14.
And how many earned runs did they have? You said they had all 10 runs were unearned?
No, all 10
all
were
10
earned.
Were unearned.
No, all gotcha. 10 were earned. Earned. No, there were no errors today.
Gotcha. But you cannot walk 14 people in a game. I mean, come on. And two, when does MJ Melendez go away for good? I mean, 0-for-5, he looked lost. Overmatched. I mean, come on.
I mean, the offense stinks. Yeah, okay. Sure. I mean, yeah, listen, if we want to make – we're going to – okay. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
And the next thing, I agree with the caller before that. As a pitcher, first of all, the guy does the dance around it. When does somebody wear one on the Braves?
For what? For Acuna dancing or for the Salvi?
That's why people were booing that guy. Yeah. He's talented, no doubt. But
well, then you should tell Major League Baseball to stop promoting all of his dancing and his antics. Because I know the people in Atlanta love it. I know a lot of.
I mean, come on, the Royals. Hey.
Let Mikel keep it up. Let Mikel get hot. He'll be doing the same stuff.
For who?
Mikel Garcia. He pimped a home run yesterday.
Yeah, there's two clowns.
Well, I don't think they're clowns to me. Thanks for the phone call, John. They're entertainers. This is entertainment. You wonder why baseball is drowning, right? Well, you know why? No, Ronald Acuna's good for the game. I'm sorry. You know, Mikel Garcia and the bat flips. Kids like that nowadays. You know. You guys can boo Ronald Acuna all you want. Jurickson Profar is the one that's spitting in the face of the game. So I hate to break it to you, but that's the facts. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. Hey, no doubt about it, Mikel Garcia today, without question, the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Michael Garcia might own Guaranteed Foods by the end of this season, as he is just raking in the certificates and the gourmet meals being delivered to his home. Michael tonight, 3-for-4. RBI double in the first, a hustle, an amazing hustle double in the third, a two-out single in the fifth, and a walk in the ninth inning. It's his team-leading ninth game this year with at least three hits. So, Michael Garcia, today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing it since 1958. You can too. All you got to do is call 913-888-5000 or visit guaranteedfoods.com. Hey, by the way, Michael has his batting average back above 300. There are only six qualified hitters in the sport. Again, John, again, the game has changed, man. There are only six players that are hitting better than 300. Michael's one of them. His 28 doubles rank fourth best in the major leagues. Let's go to Andy in Blue Springs. Andy, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, good evening. I got three things. I promise I'll keep it real quick for you. First thing, Ronald Acuna, look, I mean, I love the entertainment. If you want to stop him, stop the grenades in the dugout, then stop him. That's plain and simple, right?
Don't give up 468-foot bombs.
Exactly. I mean, look, I actually like the entertainment of Michael Garcia and Acuna.
Boo, Andy. All right, you got to take a walk, Andy. Hopefully JT's on that one. Hit the drop button. And, yeah, Andy, clean it up, bro. You're better than that. Well, actually, I don't know if you are. Let's go to Brady in Lawrence. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Brent, thanks for taking my call. Wife and I went to the game tonight. Beautiful summer night for a game, man. Had a really good time. Got some brisket nachos. The 85 Champs jerseys are sweet. Couple of things. Started the whole Ronald Acuna thing. It's like you said, they're entertainers. They're there to entertain. The boos are justified. That's part of it. That's what he wants. He's there to antagonize the fans.
You're right.
But like the last guy said, if you want to stop the antics, you got to get them out. And then secondly, eighth inning, I think one out. Acuna's up to bat for that. And yeah, I think eighth inning, Acuna's up, one out. I get the walk. You don't want to throw it to him again. Bases are loaded. Why not bring out Urstig right there? I'm going to get off the line and listen. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Okay, so Matt Olson just drove in a run. Yeah, you're talking about the eighth inning. So 6-3 Atlanta. Runners on second and third. Bring Lucas Urseg in when you're down three and down to your final six outs. Yeah, I certainly wasn't thinking that. I'm not the manager, but so I can't give you his answer. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to keep Lucas Urseg healthy for the rest of the season. And if you're willing to use him down three, well, then you'll use him every single day and his arm will fall off by the time the trade deadline hits on Thursday. All right, Urseg yesterday threw 16 pitches in the series finale against the Cleveland Guardians. Doubleheader day on Saturday, he threw an inning and a third. So this would be the third straight day for Lucas Urseg. He also pitched back on Wednesday, so this would also be the fourth straight game. Listen, I'm not saying they were unwilling to use Urseg. I'm sure if they were up by three, they would have turned to him. But to go to a guy for a third straight day when you're down by three, I think that would be some poor management. Nice to hear from you, though. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Yeah, Royals walk 14 batters to match a franchise record that we haven't seen in these parts since, I mean, how far back do you have to go for the last time a Royals team issued 14 free passes? August of 2006. That miserable summer of 2006. That was the last time we saw a Royals team issue 14 free passes. Wow. My game notes following this 10-7 loss to the Braves in game one of a three-game series. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Chris, who was one of the near 24,000 in the building. Chris, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
All right, Vern, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got the jerseys tonight. We were happy to get those, one of the first 15,000. And, like, I know there's a lot of people that are upset. It's hot out here. We're expecting a lot from this team. But I'm just really glad to have the team that we have. We just signed, like, Seth Lugo to another couple years. Like, I don't know. Nights like tonight, it's rare to see the Braves. And they're a great team. I know we have some, like, work to do. And I know that all those walks are a lot. But I don't know. I still kind of love this team right now. And that's it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it, Chris. I appreciate the phone call. Braves are not a great team. Braves are 15 games below 500, fourth worst record in the National League. Royals have now lost 10 of the last 12 games as home underdogs. They lose tonight 10-7 to the Braves. Seth Lugo on the hill. Hey, good news, Chris, your guy. Lugo on the hill tomorrow, 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. We'll take a timeout here. Get back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
All right, so the Royals drop game one of the Braves. 10-7 is the final score. The record falls to three games below 500, but more love from Michael Garcia, who's now batting .333 since the All-Star break. Man, that hustle double with one out in the third inning, just that's what it's all about. I see everybody sobbing on the text line, everybody in their feelings. Oh, Vern, you like Ronald Acuna? Yeah, I like Ronald Acuna more than I like Jurickson Profar. I like guys that play the game hard, that don't cheat. But you guys go ahead and boo Acuna and let Jurickson Profar off the hook while he robs people. But Michael Garcia, man. A 3-1 offering from Spencer Strider. He smokes it to center field, 103 miles per hour off of the bat. And it's not to the gap. No, he hits this thing to darn near dead center, right at a really good athletic center fielder, Braves Michael Harris II. Now, it's slightly to the right of Harris, but again, it's leaving Michael's bat in a hurry, 103 miles per hour. And instead of charging it, Harris slowly saunters to his right and waits for the hard-hit line drive to arrive at his glove. Not a line drive. Again, it hits the grass and rolls out to Michael Harris II. And I'm not going to say that Michael was thinking too out of the box. He was hustling out of the box. Rounding first, he was in between. Am I going? Am I not going? Oh my God, he's lollygagging out there in center. I'm gone. And Michael rips off his 28th double of the season. Now, he didn't come around to score. Salvi was plunked on the very next pitch. And then Adam Frazier flew out to right and Randall Grichuk grounded out to end the inning. No, Michael didn't score there. He did score in the first inning and in the ninth inning, but that hustle double there in the third, to me, that's tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Yeah, since the All-Star break, Mike Hell's played in all 10 games. He scored 9 runs and has driven in 6. Royals fall tonight 10-7. Let's go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line, and let's go to Josh in Cedar Rapids. Josh, always nice hearing from you. Go ahead. Joshua. Chosen one. There you are. What's happening, brother?
How's it going? It's been a while. I've been listening from afar. Don't worry.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Man, you're doing the Lord's work tonight. People are complaining about all the wrong things. We're talking about how somebody should hit a Braves player because they do cool things that, like you said, the sport's dying. Everyone wants the NFL to celebrate. They say they're the no fun league, but then the MLB is really the no fun league because you can't do anything. Right. My thing is, if you don't want somebody to showboat, you strike them out. But
it's normally the best way to go about it. Yep.
Right. And then everyone wants to complain about how many walks we had. Well, it doesn't matter. I doubt anybody could actually hit anyone as many people as we were walking tonight. And then people want to complain about Q. Everyone's complaining about the wrong things. Like, yeah, this team has so many things going on with it that it's just it's a very average team, if you want to call it that. But you were talking about Garcia. What are the chances of us re-signing him? And then my other question was, is this the last we see of MJ? It's sad because I really like MJ, but this might be the last of MJ.
Possibly. Sure. Yeah, I hope not, but it certainly wouldn't be the first. It's a tough game. You know, he's been in the big leagues pretty good amount of time, right? More so than the average person that makes it to the big leagues. Yeah, it's not easy to get here. It's even tougher to stay. So, yeah, listen, I hope things turn around. I hate how often we talk about them. You know, for a team that still has scored the fewest runs in Royals franchise history at this point of the season, for a team that still has the second worst OPS with runners in scoring position in all of Major League Baseball, to act as if it's MJ Melendez that's the albatross around the neck of this team is ridiculous. I'm not saying he's good, but the offense isn't good, and he hasn't been here for most of the season while they've been bad. As far as Michael Garcia and signing him, you know, his contract, the Royals don't need to, right? They still have him, I believe, for another 4 years. I believe he's going to get 4 years of arbitration. Is that correct? Either way, Royals have him to where, if you're going to sign him to a deal, it's got to be very team-friendly, in my opinion. You know, I would do it. I would sit down with him. If he's willing to, you know, sign a six, 7 year deal, maybe those final few years are team options or incentive-laden, yeah, why not? Give yourself some cost certainty, give him some financial security, and lock up one of the finest young five-tool players in the American League. Yeah, I'd be all about it. But I do think the contract would be more beneficial to the Royals than it would Garcia. But even as I say that, to put some real money in your pocket to take care of whoever you want to take care of in your life. Because, right, he has 1 year, one good, consistent, and it's more than just a good, consistent season. He's been an all-star. He's been, at times, the best player on this team, right? If you would have just shown up today, you would think that Acuna and Michael are, well, you wouldn't think they were cousins. You would think they're the two best players on their respective teams. And that's not to slight Bobby, who we know is the best player on the team. Bob today, 2 for 5, a pair of doubles. He extends his major league lead. He now has 36 doubles. And he moves into the top 20 in franchise history in extra base hits, matching the total that Johnny Damon put up in his time in Kansas City. All right, 913-586-7965. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Jim was one of the near 24,000 in the building tonight. Jim, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, good to talk to you. I told my wife she had to leave early from work, and we came down from Lincoln, Nebraska. We, you know, I was really disappointed. This is a winnable game. You know, it's pitching-wise, the walks, just you can't defend a walk, and almost all their runs were, you know, after had a walk involved. And we almost called you a couple of weeks ago before they called up MJ. We're Storm Chaser season ticket holders, and we sit right next to the dugout, and we – You know, I don't know what it is with MJ. When he was in Omaha, there was, you know, on defense, there was no hustle. And then he started hitting the ball. So I get why they called him up, because we got to find outfielders that can hit the dang ball. We hated to see Cam Devaney go. He was a baller, but, you know, he'll get called up to the big club with Indianapolis here soon, up to Pittsburgh. But, you got Bobby, and you got India, and you got Michael Massey, and it's a numbers thing for him playing the middle of the infield. But I think that in that eighth inning, I think that Q had just decided that the game was over, and they left Steven in there. He wasn't sharp, you know. We love, you know, like I said, we come down here because we love to see all our guys that came through Omaha, and Steven, you know, he's usually on.
That was a nice piece of hitting by Matt Olson, though. You got to give him that.
Oh, you do. But, Q talked about it in his post game. You know, he just wasn't sharp. But, you know, they left him in, you know, to go through the order, nine guys. And then we felt bad for Jonathan. We love Jonathan. He's from Manchester, Tennessee. You know, just outside of Memphis. Our Aunt Betty lives there, or not Manchester, Arlington.
Sure.
And you know, he's another guy that, you know, we always talk to at Storm Chaser games. But you know, we're driving home to Lincoln, and we'll be back. You know, we went up to Alaska for 2 weeks, and we made sure that we stayed in Seattle an extra day on the way back so we could see Drew Waters when he got called up. We love Drew too. He's a baller. He's a grinder. Yeah. He's a guy that hustles and gets dirty.
Jim, let me say this. Let me tell this to you. It's people like you and your wife. That's why, I mean, and $46 million, but that's why Seth Lugo's sticking around Kansas City, man.
Right.
That's what it's about. You know, way to stick with the boys. And shout out your wife leaving work early. Way to go.
She's sitting right here. You know, she almost called you a couple of years ago when you were saying Salvi might be time to trade Salvi, and she almost, she was mad, and she was going to call you.
She was right.
But you know what, Vern? We love the guys. We love you, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Jim. Travel safe. Hope to see you out here at Kauffman Stadium soon. Let's go to Steve and KCK. Steve, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5
The Fan. Hey, Vern.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, I mean, I need you to clean up a lot of what's going on. Turn your radio down. Talk into the part of the phone that you talk into. Yeah, take a walk, brother. Come on, man. You've been on hold for way too long to do something that silly. Steve, I'll give you another chance, but you're going to have to sit through this commercial break. Royals lose 10-7. We're back with more after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals drop game one to the Braves, 10-7 the final score. Game two, Tuesday night, 6:40 for the first pitch. On Deck show begins at 5:30 with your chance to win Royals tickets right around 5:45. The pitching matchup pits a pair of righties, Seth Lugo and the newly acquired Eric Fetty. Again, 6:40 for the first pitch. If you missed Matt Quatrero's update earlier, Salvi has already said he's ready to play on Tuesday. Salvi, who left the game after taking a he didn't leave the game after taking the 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Spencer Strider off his left elbow, just under the guard. Salvi stayed on first base for the rest of that bottom of the third, came out and caught the top of the fourth, but then did not come out in the top of the fifth as Freddie Vermeen took over for Salvi. Salvi bruised, but it's Salvi. If he's in there tomorrow, I would expect him to do something big. That's normally how it goes. He gets banged up and then makes the opposition pay for banging him up. Salvi batting .346 here in the month of July, 20 runs driven in 22 games. Let's hear from his countryman, today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Michael Garcia. 3-for-4 with a pair of runs scored and a run driven in. The first run driven in put the Royals up 1-0 in the first inning. Here's what he had to say after the game to our friends at FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, so much fun, you know. Enjoy the moment. Like, I was thinking that moment all week, and it's happening in the first game, so that's amazing. Like, we've grown up together, so now we are in big league playing, so it's amazing.
The first inning, you come home and he throws home and give him a little finger wag. Just having fun there, and were you surprised that he tried to throw home?
No, I was I have a big lead in that situation, like 2 hours, I have to score, and when Salvi hit the ball, I just think I'm scoring. Then when I score, I just put it with the finger, like saying no, he don't give me out of play, so yeah, great.
In the third inning there, did you get stung by a bug or something like that before you hit the double?
I didn't know what was that, but I feel something in my neck, and then I just start moving, but... Yeah, I hit a base hit, the center field slip there, and he's a little bit lazy, and I take extra 90, so.
Yeah, a little bit lazy. You're 100% right, Michael. See? Michael likes to showboat when he does something good, and not just like Ronald Acuna. But you know what Michael isn't? Lazy. Now, Acuna, we could talk about young Acuna, sure. But this Ronald Acuna, you saw him score on that bases clearing double from Austin Riley in the eighth inning. Acuna comes all the way around from first. But yeah, man, Michael and that hustle double there in the third inning. Very impressive stuff as Michael ho-hum, just another multi-hit game, his team leading 35th multi-hit game of the season. Michael's OPS for the year is .833. Now, league average is about .700. .800, I think you're an all-star. Michael sitting at .833. Meanwhile, Vinny, his OPS since the start of May, .834. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. You're on 96.5 The Fan, buddy. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And yeah, you don't win many games when you walk 14 guys. And you know, the Royals like to score pretty late in the games most often when they do this. But you know, you have to go back out there and attack Eric Fetty tomorrow. And I have a question for you. Do you think that the Royals are going to trade for starting pitching, or that they're going to have an internal option? Because I think they might have to trade for starting pitching. And I have one trade proposal, and I'll listen off air. What if we trade Chaz Martinez for Adrian Houser? Just straight up, Vern. I'll listen off air.
I don't know anything about Chaz Martinez, unfortunately. Not enough to say anything profound. So I got nothing for you on that trade offer, Garrett. Dallas Keuchel could be an option. The former Cy Young Award winner, the 37-year-old, is pitching down in Omaha for the Royals. You know, they could also do what this Braves team is doing and just scouring the waiver wire, bringing in, well, I guess the Royals have already done that with Rich Hill and Dallas Keuchel, but, you know, Eric Fetty was DFA'd a week ago by the Cardinals. Braves have lost like a dozen starting pitchers to injury this season, so they picked him up. I believe they just picked up Cookie Carrasco, who was apparently with the Yankees. He's got to be 40 years old. So maybe something like that, but... Listen, you guys know where I stand. I'm not parting with anything that I prize for this 2025 team. So, yeah, you want to bring in some placeholder, that's fine by me. But you got plenty of starting pitchers. For 2026, you have plenty of starting pitchers. Hey, JT Noah, thanks for the help back at the studio. We got to get out of here. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Fox Sports Radio is coming up next. I'll talk to you tomorrow, live from Kauffman, beginning at 5:30.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.